Good morning. Improvised from Pennsylvania, this is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. Today is Manatee Appreciation Day. The two Berlin rescue helicopters have been in service a total of 4,430 times in the past year. The red and white helicopter, Christoph Berlin, of the DRF Luftrettung, flew 1,099 missions. But the more often seen Christoph 31, the yellow helicopter of the ADAC, flew a total of 3,331 missions, a worldwide record, said a spokesman for the ADAC. Christoph Berlin is stationed at the Unfallkrankenhaus Berlin and can be used 24 hours a day. Christoph 31 is stationed at the Charité Benjamin Franklin campus from sunrise to sunset. The president of the Berlin Police Union, Kirsten Philipp, is resigning. Philipp announced on Tuesday that she would not run again on April 18th, when new elections during the State Delegates Day are held. According to Philipp, the past 4 years have demanded a lot from her, and her successes are now becoming visible. Among other things, the announced investments in the equipment of the police officers, as well as the prospect of a better salary, were mentioned. Philipp is also deputy federal chairman of the police union. According to the union, two candidates are ready to succeed her in Berlin. They are Steve Feldman from the Directorate 4 and Norbert Sioma from the State Criminal Police Office. Both have different ideas about how to proceed with the state district, but both campaigned for better working conditions. In the wage conflict in the transport, logistics, and parcel service industry in Berlin and Brandenburg, the Verdi Union again called for warning strikes yesterday. The depots of parcel service provider DHL Delivery in Berlin were affected. In addition, the employees of the freight forwarders Schenker and Rieck were to stop working in the Grossbeeren Goods Distribution Center. The deliverers had already gone on warning strikes several times in the current collective bargaining. Verdi accuses the employers of not having made an acceptable offer so far. The union recently demanded around 6.5% more money for employees in the industry and a bonus for parcel deliverers. Collective bargaining will continue today. EasyJet Europe has accelerated its growth by announcing rapid expansion in Berlin and new long-haul connections in Paris and Amsterdam. EasyJet expects to fly 5.6 million passengers this year from Berlin, making it comfortably the biggest airline in the German capital, ahead of Lufthansa. The airline has been at Berlin-Schönefeld Airport since 2004, but started operation at the city's Tegel facilities after taking over parts of Air Berlin in January. However, the new base may not last long, after Berlin's Senate signaled this week it would ignore a referendum and close Tegel when the long-delayed Brandenburg Airport finally opens, provisionally in 2020. And a quick reminder from the Berlin briefing team. Until April 13th, we will be in separate time zones. While we will keep on trying to provide you with your daily fix of local news, we might not be able to publish as regularly and at different times than usual. So make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook or subscribe to our podcast to get notified when a new episode has been released. Berlin Briefing will probably be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.